This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. South Africa's leader went to Johannesburg's Soweto Township on Sunday to view badly damaged shopping centers where people were trampled to death in rioting sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 212 people have died in South Africa's unrest, many trampled to death when shops were looted. More than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism. President Cyril Ramaphosa toured the Indofaya Mall in the Meadowlands part of Soweto, where at least 10 people died during looting. The unrest erupted earlier this month when Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court. He had defied a court order to testify at a state-backed inquiry investigating allegations of corruption while he was president from 2009 to 2018. The protests quickly escalated to a week-long spree of violence. It was South Africa's worst rioting since the country achieved majority-rule democracy in 1994. Thanking the community volunteer groups helping to clean up the debris at the shopping mall, Ramaphosa, speaking in the Zulu language, reiterated his pledge that those who plotted the rioting would be brought to justice. Ramaphosa spoke on the anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, whose election in 1994 marked the end of South Africa's brutal apartheid regime of white minority rule. To honor Mandela, many South Africans on Sunday did acts of community service. Thai police used tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets on Sunday as they tried to stop protesters from marching on the office of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, calling for him to resign. More than 1,000 protesters took part in that demonstration. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's deaths brought Germany's death toll to 157 in its worst natural disaster in almost six decades. The European toll has grown to 188. About 110 people were killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district of Cologne. The European floods began on Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. In Belgium, which will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday, water levels were falling on Sunday and the cleanup operation was underway. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy said on Sunday he's worried about the increasing number of new coronavirus cases in the country. He laid part of the blame on social media companies for not doing enough to remove misinformation about the need to get vaccinated. He told Fox News that the pandemic isn't over, but the good news is that those who are vaccinated are still highly protected. He noted that 95% of the deaths occurring now in the United States, more than 250 a day, are people who have not been vaccinated. About 29,000 new cases are being diagnosed every day in the United States. That's roughly the same level as in April 2020, when the pandemic first swept through the country. President Biden said last week misinformation posted to social media sites was, quote, killing people, and that, quote, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated. Analyses have shown that the vaccination rate in the United States is markedly lower in states that voted in last year's November election for then-President Donald Trump, who at times downplayed the severity of the pandemic. And now often the number of new cases is higher in the Trump states. Police in Kenya said Sunday that 13 people were killed and many others seriously burned when an overturned petrol tanker exploded in western Kenya as crowds thronged to collect the spilling fuel. The fuel truck collided with another vehicle and toppled over late on Saturday near Malanga, some 315 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. Onlookers rushed to the scene with jerry cans, but the cargo exploded, engulfing those around it in a fireball. Fire crews arrived on the scene 2 hours later to douse the inferno, while those injured in the blast were taken to the hospital. The cause of the blast is not yet known. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.